Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. Conservation was brought home for me when I learned that my cousin Jim Owens' farm in north central Iowa has an original prairie. He discovered it during the 1993 flood when a creek near the Raccoon River overflowed and eroded some pasture land. When he and his wife realized they were looking at the 15-foot root system of bluestem, he knew it was probably native prairie, but he would need to have it verified. Cattle and grain are raised on this third-generation farm in Calhoun County. Over time, he and his wife had become increasingly fascinated with the plants growing on their land, but until he contacted the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation to learn more about native prairie, how to use its natural advantages to improve their farming operation, and how to protect its long-term health, it was just the pasture near the creek. After verification, they soon developed a rotational grazing plan to make best use of their land. They installed nose pump waterers for the cattle to keep the livestock from eroding stream banks and otherwise reducing water quality. In addition, they installed a 3-year rotation system to allow the prairie to restore itself after grazing. Then they protected their land into the future with a conservation easement administered by Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. This conservation option allows them to maintain private ownership and continue livestock farming while ensuring that no future owner can destroy this unique resource. For many reasons, landowners explore conservation. Sometimes it's to avoid damage to neighboring properties. Some say they're protecting their land because it just feels right. Others mention that protecting land protects air and water quality, wildlife, and native species. And finally, many families value their long tradition of good land stewardship and want to carry on that legacy. Landowners' options are many. For whatever underlying reasons, easements that safeguard our natural resources are a good option. Contact the conservation organization nearest you to learn of more case studies and how to proceed.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.